Good morning.
Good morning.
We find that we all try to learn the Parsha every week. We do our best to. We have a Sedra, Shnayim Mikra, Targum. The question is, how many of us actually have a chance to really have sufficient time to learn the Parsha through properly and to see the many different diyukim and yunim that you can find in the Parsha and the many things we can learn. We can learn from those diyukim and yunim. It's not just the Torah Shebiktav that we see in front of us, but it's all that each word means and how much we can take out from each word. I want to tell you over today, I want to introduce to you, bring to your attention, maybe some of you have not seen it before, there's a Gevaldige Targum Yonason, and it's also Targum Yerushalmi, in this week's Sedra, in Parsha Shlach, which we also find in a few other Parshias. Not just here, it's mentioned in three other places, as far as I know, three other places, yeah. And each place is the same Targum, the same long arichus, explaining to us something in the Parsha. And through this Targum, all of these different Parshias all become connected. There's one common denominator of all of these four different events or episodes that happen in the Torah that the Targum connects and puts them together. So we'll start with learning the Parsha here, and then we'll see one by one what the Targum, we'll read the Targum afterwards and what we're talking about. So in Parsha Shlach, towards the end of the Parsha, we have a story. B'nei Yisrael were in the Midbar. V'yimtzu ish mekoshes eitzim. They found somebody in Mechal Shabbos collecting the wood. It was Mechal Shabbos. V'yom HaShabbos. Somebody's Mechal Shabbos. You have to take it to Beis Din. V'akrivu oitzah hamoitzim oitzah mekoshes eitzim. The people, those who found him being mekoshes eitzim. El Moshe ve'el Aaron ve'el kol ha'eda. They brought him to Moshe and Aaron and to the whole nation. Ve'enichu oisa v'mishmo. Did something that we find only twice in Torah. They put him in jail. Ve'enichu oisa v'mishmo. They didn't do anything. They put him in jail. Step number one, somebody did something wrong, place him in jail. Ki loy poirash me'yosa loy. Because they didn't know what they were supposed to do with him. Rashi says, "Ki lo poirach maya osaloi, lo hayu yoidim be'ezim misa yomus." They didn't know which misa he should receive. They knew Shabbos machale moisumos. You know that the person is chayav misa, but which misa is he chayav? That they didn't know. So therefore, yeah, avul yoidim hayu shemachal Shabbos misa, but they knew he was chayav misa. So, but they didn't know which kind. Put him in jail. And wait to see what Hashem is going to say. Moshe will go and ask Hashem what to do. We're going to see a lot more of this Mekoshes Eitzim in this Parsha, but first let's go into the Targum right away and see what's going on over here. So first the Targum explains, and Rashi also says it, that there was Hasroi here and there were Eidim. So it was Vada Chayav Misa, he has Eidim with Hasroi, it was forewarned. So that was the Vada Chayav Misa. The question is which kind? The Targum goes into that. But we'll start from Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Dein hu chad min alba dinim. This is one of four dinim, like I mentioned earlier, there are four dinim. This is one of four dinim, the olu kodem Moshe Naviyah, that were brought to Moshe Rabbeinu the Navi. V'don yasun al pum mem with the kutcher. And he did not paskin the halacha right away. You would think Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Shekol Yisrael, he knows Kol HaTorah Kula. He just came down from Har Sinai, and actually this is the end of 40 years. He had 40 years to learn the Mekoshes Eitzim, what happened at the end. Excuse me, I mixed that up. It didn't happen at the end. I'm mixing up with another case. But he definitely was Moshe Rabbeinu, and he should have known. This is one of four cases where he went to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter, what should I do? Min hoin dini mamoina. From these four cases, there were two that were dini mominus, or min hoin dini nachosa, and there were two that were dini nafoshos. This is one of the dini nafoshos, and Mekoshes Eitzim, he's Mekhaiv Mitzah, which kind? Dini nafoshos. But dini momina avi moishe zoris. when it came to Dini Mominis, we'll see in a minute which cases we're discussing. When it comes to Dini Mominis, the Dayan or Moshe Rabbeinu had to be quick to paskin the halacha, to make sure to find out right away, b'zrizus, what he should do. Ubedini nafshoso avin Moshe Mosum. And in Dini Nefoshois, he was slow, he was Mosum, in the sinus, like we see here. They brought him to Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Asroes, Mechal Shabbos, that's it. Dini Echot Lomos. No. So you see Moshe from Mishmo, first we put him in the jail, and we have to find out which kind of Misa. Dini Nefoshois, you have to be Mosum. Ubeilian, indeed, and indeed, Oma Moshe lo Shabbos. Moshe said, I don't know. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't know. This is the nekuda that we're going to discuss around this idea. Min beglal lemalsu reisha Sanhedra. This is in order to teach the Rosh Sanhedrin, the Dayonim, that are going to come, da'asidin lemekum. This whole sugya that we're going to learn today, and these four cases, which the first one we see now is in Mekosh Eitzim, is in order the Torah, I would say the Targum is saying, the Torah points it out and stresses it in order that the Dayonim, and even, we'll see later, even Kol Yisrael, could learn something from this. What can we learn? To have Yisrizim Medini Momener, you should be Yisrizim Medini Momenis, U'mesunim Medini Nafshosa, and you should be careful and slow when it comes to Dini Nafoshos. Now the Targum says like this, V'lo Yivasun L'meshayla Dina D'miskashilon. And you should not be embarrassed to ask, what's the halacha? If I don't know, you shouldn't be embarrassed to ask. Aru Moshe. Da'avu Rabban di Yisrael, like we mentioned earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu, learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabban Shay Yisrael comes up from Har Sinai. Moshe, what do we do with the Mekosh Yisrael? I don't know. Moshe Rabbeinu would say, I don't know. Yeah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't know. Put him in jail, we'll see. And we'll find out from the Eibusha what we have to do. I don't know. He has to say, I don't know. I didn't hear. The gin kain atznuv v'tasiri. That's why they put him in the jail. Because he didn't know which din to do with this mekosh shaitim. That's case number one. I'm sure some of you know what the other cases are. We have also b'nes lofchot. That's dini mominus. And we have from last week's parasha. A little bit more difficult. Pesach Sheni, even though maybe not so poshut, why is Dini Mominus? That's considered Dini Mominus, not Dini Nefoshos. And then we have the case in Parshas Emor, the end of Parshas Emor, we have the case of the Mecharif Megadif. That the Mecharif, somebody, let's go through each one, and then we'll go into each one. So we'll have an order. And I'm going to go now to Pesach Sheni. We're going to start from Dini Mominus. It's easier to start that way, and then we'll end off back where we started with the Mekosh Eitzim. So what happened in Pesach Sheni? It's not far away since we've learned it. Last week's parasha. Vayu anoshim asher hoyu tmeim lenefesh odom. They were coming nice. V'lo yofu la'atus ha-Pesach v'yemahu. We're going to try to be medayik. I mean, may ask some questions and point out things, and then we'll be medayik as we go along. And then we'll have a whole picture as we go along. So what do we have here? We have the anoshim that were tmeim meis. And they couldn't make the Pesach. They couldn't be part of the Minuyim on Erev Pesach, on Yudalid, to be part of the Chabura in order to eat the Korban Pesach at night. It says, V'loyot l'afet Pesach v'yoymahu. That's a diyuk, v'yoymahu on that day. V'yikruvu l'fnei Moshe, l'fnei Aaron, v'yoymahu. They came to Moshe and Aaron on that day. Also, they came to Moshe and Aaron on Yudalid. V'yoymahu anoshe mahema, and they said, Anachnu t'meim l'nefesh odom, lo mani gora. Why should we be left out? Why should we... What we were, we're tmeyan, but you know we deserve to also be in a carbon Pesach. We don't want to be left out. The duty hakim is carbon Hashem b'moyadoi. The Torah b'nei Yisrael as long as everybody else. Vayomer aleihem Moshe imdu ve'eshmo ma'itzav Hashem lochem. Immediately, this is what the Targum was pointing out. We saw in the Mekosh Eitzim, Moshe Rabbeinu did not say imdu ve'eshmo, stand here immediately and let's see what Hashem says. He said, let's put him in jail for a minute. Lock him up. First we'll lock him up, see him in the foreshores, we'll see what we have to do with him. Here Moshe Rabbeinu says, Indu v'eshmo, Moshe Rabbeinu can talk to the Eibusha whenever he wants. Indu v'eshmo ma'itzav Hashem lochem. Stand, wait a minute, going on the side, and I'm going to ask the Eibusha what to do. Okay. Let's go back a bit. So first of all, Which people were these people? So the Gemara in Sukkah says, the Machlokes. And in Sukkah Daf Chof Hei, V'ya Anoshim Shehoi Tmei L'Nefesh Odom, Oysa Manoshim Mihoi. So Rav Taglili says, Noisi Arona Shal Yosef Hoyu. They were the ones who were carrying the Aron Shal Yosef, so they were Tamei Meis, because they carried the Aron Shal Yosef. And now it came Pesach time, they want to bring a Korban Pesach. They brought another Vaviyu out of the Mishkan when they had died. This can't be. It can't be Noitzer Aaron Yosef. It can't be Mishol Veltzofen. Why not? In Noitzer Aaron Shal Yosef, if they're the ones who are carrying the Aaron Shal Yosef, for Hoyu Cholim Tor, they're in the Midrash. They were only carrying the Aaron when they were moving, when they were traveling. But when they were in stationary place, when they already camped out, and the whole camp stopped, they were able to be mitar themselves, and they were there for many months. If it was the ones who took out another Vavil, that happened in the Yom Chanukas HaMishkan, the first day of Nisan, they had 2 weeks. There's plenty of time. What is the answer? Oiskimba makes mitzvah hayu. Shechal Shvi Shalhem Nyos Be'erev Pesach. Shenema, and here's a diuk from the Gemara, V'loyachul Lassus HaPesach B'yoyimahu. B'yoyimahu and Yechalim Lassus. Salam Lachol Yechalim Lassus. So he says that we're talking about the people, the Anoshim, that were Isaac in a Meitz Mitzvah, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we are Nusim. We have no choice. Why should we be left out from the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach? And not only that, they came with a Svara. What's their Svara? You're right that we're talking Meitz today. But tonight, when the time comes to eat the Korban, which we can eat in Tyre, we're going to be tall. So the whole chisaron that we have is to be menuyim. So the menuyim, maybe the menuyim, because of the special situation that we're in, so we could be menuyim and part of a chabur, even though we're tmeyim, we're not doing anything yet. And when it comes to the night time to eat, then we'll be tar. So good svar. And they said, lomani gora. Now what's this lotion of lomani gora? Why should we be left out? The Maral says in Qur'ani, lomani gora is a tiny in tvir. It's a tiny and a tvir. That's why I want to suggest with this Maharal, it's a tiny and tvir. I mean, it's poshut, but the Yerushalmi says it, the Targum says it, but this is why we're dealing with the Inyan of Dini Momen. It's just a little bit with Sabbath Ha'oizen. Besides the fact that they have to be part of the Chabura, maybe they have to put out some money. There's a question right now, what has to be done? The Targum calls it Dini Momen, we have to explain why it's Dini Momen. I think this is the way to explain it, because it's the Inyan of a tiny. It's not dafka the point that Dini Momen is an Inyan of Dini Momen, a money issue. The question of something that has to be decided now, and there's tainus. People have tviyas and they have tainus. I saw the Losh in the Gorari, tviya and taina. So when they have a tviya and a taina, the Targum is saying to Kar Yisrael and to the Dayanim, especially the Sanhedrin, like we said, the Targum is saying you have to be careful. You have to do it quickly. Excuse me. You have to immediately pass in the halacha so that there shouldn't be tviyas and tainus in Kar Yisrael. So they had to know immediately. By Yom Ha'up, so Moshe Rabbeinu turns around. And he has to Eibishtu. What's this Lefnei Moshe Lefnei Aaron? And when I saw this Lefnei Moshe Lefnei Aaron a few years ago when I went through this sugya, this is what brought me to many of the yukon that we're going to see. Lefnei Moshe Lefnei Aaron, Dr. Ashi, Kishashneim Yoishim Beis HaMedrash Bo V'Sholom. They were both sitting together in the Beis HaMedrash. History lesson. We're all sitting here together in the Beis HaMedrash. What's the point? So what? It says Lefnei Moshe Lefnei Aaron. So, Dr. Ashi, don't think that it means they first came to Moshe. Moshe didn't know. And then they went to Aaron. It says the name Moshe, the name Aaron. Maybe they went first to Moshe. And then they went to Aaron. Because if Moshe doesn't know, how is it possible that Aaron will know? Because it's Vakabola. This is a Vakabola. We'll see later. We're going to look at this in respect to other psukim that we're going to see that are similar, and we're going to make different yukim according to this. So Rashi says the same Moshe and the same Aaron means that they were sitting together because there's no possible way that Aaron would know this if Moshe didn't know. It's a Dvar Kabbalah, and he didn't have it from the Eivishter. He didn't know the din, and he had to ask the Eivishter what the din is. This is what we mentioned in the common denominator, that in all these four cases Moshe Rabbeinu did not know how to pass in the halacha. He had to turn to the Eivishter. So that's the case number one of Dini Mominus. So Dini Mominus, you have to be quick to expedite the din. Now, going to Pasha Pinchas, we have Benoit Slavchod. What happened over there? Okay, brings all the names. V'ta'amoidna. So just pay attention. It says here v'tikravna. They came close. They came forward. They stepped forward. Then it says v'ta'amoidna. And they stood. So we have here like a double lashon. V'tikravna v'ta'amoidna. V'fnei Moshe v'fnei Eloz HaKoyin v'fnei Anasiyim. They didn't come with name Moshe with name Aaron. They came with name Moshe with name Eloz Hakohen with name Anasiim. They call her Eda. Petah for the Moed Lemo. And they said, "If he no meis, and he doesn't have a nachol, he doesn't have sons. Bonin lo hayoloi. Lama yigora shem avinu. Why should our father's name be lost? It won't be a Yerushan Eretz Yisrael. So, because he doesn't have a son, to know lano achus b'torchachi avinu. So they came with a taina. We deserve the nachol, the Yerusha of our father in Eretz Yisrael, even though." He has no sons, but he has daughters, and they had a chukra to be Yerush and Eretz Yisrael, to have a nachla, and to Mekai Shem of Yim Be'eretz Yisrael. So they came with a time to Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he do? He also didn't know the halacha. We'll see in a moment, the Mefarshim here, say why he didn't know the halacha. Mayakriv Moshe es mishpoton v'snei Hashem. Immediately. In Pesach Sheni, he said, Imdu v'eshma ma'itav Hashem achem. And here it says, Yaakov Moshe is mishpotnus na Hashem. Immediately he turned around and he asked the Amisha what I should do. And then the Hashem Paskin said that Taka came to his first of Doivroyz, just like over there by Pesach Sheni. Hashem didn't agree with their svara that they should get. I'm sorry, I'm going back. Hashem didn't agree with their svara that they should get a chance to bring the Korban Pesach with Manoi, but he gave them a Pesach Sheni. And as course of the Taina, he gave the new halacha, the new Indian of Pesach Sheni that Moshe Rabbeinu had not known before. So here also the Dini Momon is. Because of the moment is Moshe Rabbeinu was quick to ask the Eibushter what to do, and Taka Hashem said that you should do like they're saying, the Svara is right, that it's a Pashto Svara Lamaisa. Different, let's say, than by Pesach Sheni, we're saying that it's like a different Kabbalah. There was no Svara, even though they had a Taina and a Svara, but you couldn't pass it by yourself. There were no other Dinim like that. But Dini Yerusha, there's already, we had all the column of Dini Yerusha, the Rebbeinu Bechaya points this out. So it's a Dvar Svara. How come Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to pay the Svara? Oh, because of something that happened in Dvarim that he said, we call Dovar Kosher Yevir and Eli, so that only the hard things will come to me. So therefore, Hashem was Mashkiach, Hashem was made the halacha be hidden from him, and he lost the capacity to pass in that halacha. So we're just going to go back for a moment. I mentioned you have the Lashon of the Tekravna V'Tamoidna. So the Yalkut brings down over here and he says like this. He says, "Vatikravnu." This is to explain what we said. We call Dovah Kosher. Vatikravnu b'nes lofkod. First they came Taka to Moshe, and Moshe said, "Call Dovah Kosher, Yevir Eli." Then they went. Perhaps they went then to Elozer. Then they went to Netziim, and Elozer also said, "Call Dovah Kosher, Yevir Eli." And each one along the way was telling them, "I can't pass you." Maybe the Netziim said, "Bechlal, that's something too difficult. We can't pass you in that." But they found themselves in a position where they didn't have anybody who was paying attention to them. So that's why you first have a tikravna, and then you have a ta'amoizu, l'fnei Moshe, l'fnei Eloz HaKoyim, l'fnei Anasiim, l'kol ha'eda. They caught everybody together. There was no way possible that somebody could say, well, you know, I don't know. They caught them all in the same place, the dig that was saying, and they said, okay, what do we do? And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was put up against the wall and say, and he had to paskin, and he had to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu right away, what do I do? Okay, I'm going to be Mekatzer a little bit. I see I'm running out of time. And now we have, that was the two dinim of Dinis Rizus. Now we have in Parshas Emma that we mentioned was the Ish Mitzri, the Mechar of Megadev. What happened? Vayetze ben Ishi Yisraelis v'hu ben Ish Mitzri b'tech b'nei Yisrael. Who was this gentleman? He was the son of Shlomit Bat Tizri, who was the only time that there was a Arias in Mitzrayim, and he was the son of an Ish Mitzri, but she was from Shevet Don, and he tried to be kaveh his oil to make his home in Shevet Don by Yotzu Amachne Ben Israelis V'Isha Israeli, and they were having this argument. What am I doing here? Yeah. And he was having this argument, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "You cannot be kaveh your oil, your tent. You can't pitch your tent here." Ve'ikav ben Ishi Yisraelis, as Hashem, he was mechar from mechar or megadif. Ve'ikaril, he was mechar Hashem. Ve'yaviu oisel Moshe, and they brought him to Moshe. Now, if you notice, it says ve'yaviu oisel el Moshe, they only brought him to Moshe. They didn't They didn't come to Moshe v'Aaron, the same Moshe v'Aaron. They didn't come to Talmudim, the same Moshe, the same Elazar, the same Anasim, the Kol Ha'Eder. Here it's a different case a little bit. Vanichu v'Mishmor, and they asked him what to do. Right? So what happened? Vanichu v'Mishmor, they put him in jail, Lifrush Lehem, al Pi Hashem. And here it says, they put him in jail, Lifrush Lehem, al Pi Hashem, because here they weren't even sure if he was Dafti Chayv Misa. In the case of the Mekoshet Eitzim, these are the two cases of Dinan and Foshis. In the case of the Mekoshet Eitzim, so they were sure that he was Mechal Shabbos, Moisumos. But we don't know which kind of Mitzah. Stam Mitzah L'Chayr is Chenek. Maybe he only gets Chenek. How do we know that he gets Skila, which we all know? And now by the case of the Mechal of the Megadeth in Pashas Emo, V'anichu v'mishmo, Lifu Shalem al-Pi Hashem, they didn't even know if he was Chayv Mitzah at all. Even though also L'Chayr is a Sforah. That Mekal of the Imo, Moisum was Mekal of the Mekal of Avim Shabashamayim. But there was no clear way to determine that he's chayav mitzvah, so they left it at that. Now, the Maisa here, Rashi says, Vayinichuhu levadoi. They put him in jail alone. Who else was it? Velohinichoi mekoshesh imoi. They didn't put him together with the mekoshesh. Yeah, the mekoshesh happened at the same time, Dr. Rashi, as this case. So they had to have two jail cells in the midbar. It wasn't enough, they needed one jail cell, they needed two jail cells in the midbar. Sheshneim hoi v'perek echot. They were both at the same time. And Rashi points out what I said. V'yoydim hoi v'sham mekoshet v'mitzah. They knew that the mekoshet was gets the death. Avol loy porosh lehem be'ezim. They didn't know what kind. Avol v'mekal hu oim alifush lehem shloi hoi v'yoydim chayiv mitzahim lav. So I think I saw this in Moshe Shlomo says in Tam Vedas, he points it out. All in the same vague that we're saying, with the Hashro from the Targum, this concept of Dina Nefoshah is to be Muslim. What do we see here? Another thing, Levada. What's the Bechidish? Put them together in the same cell. No, you can't put them together in the same cell. Even people who are on death row, even somebody like the Mekoshish and somebody like this Ish Mitzri with Mechayr, with Hashem, and Bechlal, who is this guy, he still cannot put them together. Why? Because people have feelings. There's still a benon l'chaveroi. And if one person is chayef skila and the other person is chayef chenek or seifa, you can't put them in the same cell because I'm not as bad as him. The mechayef wasn't going to get skila, so maybe he's not as bad as the mekoshet eitzin that might end up getting skila. So they didn't even put them in the same jail cell because you have to keep people's honor till the end. Another nekuda that we see over here in Dinin Nefoshos is Lius Masunim B'Dinin Nefoshos doesn't just mean when Sanhedrin paskins on somebody that he's chayav mitzah. It's an inyan to be careful on the covet of the person. Okay, and then we have the fourth case, and the fourth case is the Mekoshet Eitzim that we said. We're just going to go back for a moment, and then we'll firois. Where are we? So who was this Mekoshesh? So the Poshet Pshat is that he was somebody who was Mechal Shabbos. But the Deir Avachas is that he was Slavchot. Slavchot. Talking about Bonet Slavchot. This is Slavchot over here. And he did it L'Shem Shemayim. Did it L'Shem Shemayim. The Targum also talks about it. Klal Yisrael wasn't being nizir in Hilchos Shabbos. They're arguing, we're going to die anyway. They're mazal, we're going to kayim Shabbos echos, Rashi says, we're gnus Yisrael. But Sofer came along and he got edim, maybe he hired them, and he said, we're going to teach Klal Yisrael how to be mekayim for Shabbos, how to be shomer Shabbos. And he went, and he was mekayim with edim, and they were master boy, and they gave him masor, and they warned him. He did it, mamish, Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, and if it's Vadai, get Mitzah. Zashem Shemayim. The Mitzah, we don't do things like that. That's not the way we're supposed to behave. The ends don't justify the means. If you want to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson, or anybody a lesson, you can't use Pavlovic ways. But that's what he did. And he came along, and he was Mechal Shabbos, with Hasra. Now look carefully what it says here. They brought him to everybody. Why did they bring it to everybody? Al Gufa, because he's trying to make a point. The Aden knew what the plan was. So they don't just bring him to Moshe, to the Dayan Elyon, to the Beis Din. They brought him in front of everybody. The Klal Yisrael should see his oynesh, and they should see what's going to happen to him, in order that there should be a leeward, and there should be a lekach and a leeward over here, and a Musa to Klal Yisrael, that they should know how to keep Shabbos. That's what he did. Slavchot. Nope. Okay. Now, we said, so that this din in the first, you have to be slow and careful to the din, and in din moments you have to be quick. And we should learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that if we don't know something, we can say, I don't know, and we can also ask the halacha from somebody else. So by Baruch Slavchot, I want to suggest that one of the reasons why maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say the halacha was because one of the shittas is that Slavchot, besides playing a role in the Kodesh Eitzim, Slavchot, maybe it's not the same, according to the same shita, Slavchot was one of the people who spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. So when Baruch Slavchot are coming to him, even though he may have known the halacha, he said, I don't know. Because sometimes a person, a Dayan, a Rav, or anybody, has to be misalik himself, has to remove himself from a certain situation, in order there shouldn't be chshodis on him, they shouldn't think that maybe he has ulterior motives. So Moshe Rabbeinu was careful to be misalik himself from that, in order that they shouldn't, and nobody should think that he's trying to do something here that's not the fi'adim, the fi'alocha. So he was misalik himself, he said, I don't know. Then we find something like this also as well by the Ishmitri. This Ishmitri was the one who Moshe Rabbeinu had killed in the shrine. Maybe he still had a private vendetta with his son. We can say this also as well, that he said, I don't know. Now, I want to say that this is a gevalka diyuk. In all the cases we saw here, that in the Pesach Sheni, they came to Moshe and Aaron, and in the B'nai Slavchot, in the Mekoshes, they came in front of everybody by the Mechara from the Galut. What does it say? One person. What's that? Why did they bring him to the Nesim and call it Eda and to Aaron? What's the difference? They view Oisel Moshe only to Moshe because they were testing him. They wanted to see what Moshe is going to do. Oh, finally, now I get my chance to get rid of this whole parsha in Klal Yisrael history, and now we can get rid of this Mechara from the Gadda, just like his mother, just like his father. We'll get rid of them. We'll take care of him. That's what they were testing. This is my suggestion. They view Oisel Moshe to test him, and Moshe said, "I don't know. Let's ask the Eibushter to put him in jail. I don't know, and we have to ask the Eibushter what he says." There's more we could say. I just want to be clear oys what we're saying over here, and then one more nekuda. See how much we can get in. So we said that you have to learn to be quick in dini momenis. For Bezdin, for Sanhedrin, for Dayanim. It's not just for Sanhedrin and Dayanim. I think it's for each and every one of us. Man, he has to say Musa is chizuk. That when we oysik with other people, whether it's business, when we borrow money, or with other people's belongings, or whatever it is, we should be zrizin. We should be careful. And we should return a debt when we have to, and we should be careful in general with other people's things, to be zoris with it, to be careful in that sense. There's a reason with dini momenis. I think that's something that we can all get a chizuk from. And dini nefoshah is the same thing. We talked about dini nefoshah, the paskining a death or life or death on somebody. That's not just in dini nefoshah of Beis Din. That's something that we can also learn for ourselves and take a chizuk from. For example, So this is the Indian of Dinin Nefoshos. Somebody is anybody, any issue soil, Dinin Nefoshos. We have to be careful the way we speak. We have to be careful in our dealings with others and how we relate to other people. It could become an Indian of when you have to give to Chokho, whether it's in your family, with your children, with Chinuch, or Talmidim, or somebody in the workplace an employee. And we have to be careful because it's Dinin Nefoshos. Another person is a Nefesh, or a Neshama. And we have to be careful as well. We can learn from this to be mokum din in the fashas. I'm just going to mamish my sign with one last thing. There's so much more to say on this. This should just be a Pesach for all of you to see. Two little things. One thing is, who else do we see that was zoiche to have a parsha? Rashi says, Madal and Schutzai de Zaka. These people were zoiche because they pushed and they wanted to know. They were mavakshim. So they were zoiche to have these parshas named after them. It's on Ibn Asokhan and Tezach Sheni. Yisroi also. Now what did Yisroi do? Yisroi was misakin this whole concept of Beis Din, although it's called Dovra Koshe, which is a little bit what he brought about, because there's a pyramid, and Moshe is at the top, but the concept that there should be The circuit says there should be more and more dayanim, that people who have simple questions shouldn't have to wait online for weeks or days to see Moshe Rabbeinu. And in the meantime, it's dinim ominous, they're fighting, they have all these problems between each other. No, to make the dinim go as quickly as possible. That's Yisrael, who's also zoiche, that the parasha should be named after him. So we see here how important it is to the Torah, which is the Eibishter was pointing out to us in the Targum, finds it so important to mention in each place as well, that these inyanim of dini nefoshes and dini momenes. Now there's just one question on that, and that's Pinchas. Any of you had that question already? Pinchas was zoros, but dini nefoshes l'chayre. Pinchas was quick in dini nefoshes. That's not what we're supposed to do, right? There was the mitzvah that was going on, and Pinchas jumped up, and I'm pagan boy, and took care of him. What's that, this? I saw what's in the tzivi, says like this, the truth is, that Pinchas, although he did it quickly, but he was Muslim. What's that? Because Kanoim Pogam, where the chat is, that if you go to Ez Bezdin, it's already too late. Halacha Ben Morion came. That's not, that Bezdin can't pass in this halacha. But somebody who was a Yoshe Beis HaMedrash, which he was more than Moshe Rabbeinu Pinchas. Pinchas was, Moshe Rabbeinu was a manik, he was involved with other things. Pinchas was a Yoshe Beis HaMedrash. He was sitting the whole time and he knew the halacha. And he was able, Tziv says this, he was able to paskin din in the Foshoys, the Messinas Bezrizos. He went through the whole sugya, but he was holding in the sugya. He didn't have to start pulling out svarim. He knew the sugya klor. He was holding in it, and he knew that this case is chayiv mitzvah miyad, immediately, and he was muslim b'din nefoshes quickly. That's the special din of kanoim poigim boy, the chiddush. But otherwise, it doesn't fit with all that we're saying here. So, Be'ez Hashem, we can all learn from this, take out from it as much as we can, and we should be zeichet to have a good week. And following weeks, and Nachas of Brocha.